Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I share my conversation with Representative Jared Klein. He spoke with us Tuesday morning with an update on the legislature.
Well, the last couple weeks here have been, well, pretty crazy as usual. I like to call it organized chaos, which lends well to me. Having lots of young children at home, I can transition to the chaos of the Capitol pretty easy, and that's the best way to summarize what goes on this time of year. The good news is, for the first time since I've been elected, we're relatively on time. We're going to be a few days late, probably on adjournment, but we're still wrapping things up. So the last 2 weeks have really been focused on the budget, last few policy pieces getting done. And yesterday we ran three budgets out of the House that we starred to send them to the Senate. And we walked out of the building close to midnight last night trying to get everything wrapped up so that we can get people back home to their families and their districts on time for a change.
Speaking about the budget, what can constituents expect to see?
Well, you're going to see in most areas there's going to be a lot of status quo budgets because almost all of our new dollars always are going to education. So it leaves very little left over for health and human services, for public safety, corrections, justice systems, judiciary. All these budgets are going to be a lot more status quo because we keep the highest priority has always been on education. So they get a majority of the new dollars this year as they have in every other year.
And how do you feel about the budget?
Oh, the budget, I feel pretty good on some stuff, but there's other places that I wish we could have done better. However, that's the way this goes. You win some, you lose some. But on the whole, I'm pleased with the way it's working out. Didn't work, of course. You got to remember, we got to work with the governor, the Senate, to get compromise and to get things done. So that's what we've been doing, and we're looking forward to passing out the human services budget today, which will be one of the bigger budgets that we pass out of the House this year that we start. So on the whole, I'm feeling pretty good about things.
Speaking about human services, what are you hearing about Medicaid modernization now that it's in place?
Well, at first there was a lot of people that just didn't want to do it. However, the reality is the governor has the authority, as determined by the law and the courts, to determine who executes the Iowa's Medicaid program. His decision was to switch to private companies, and that was all started to get worked out. Again, there were no legislative votes. That was purely done to the executive because that is their prerogative. So as I looked at it, the issue was less about trying to stop it and more about trying to make it work. So once everybody came to the realization that this thing's happening, they started to learn about it. So we've got a few people that are behind the ball on learning the new system and how to work through it. But since it's gone into place, the contacts I've had have dropped substantially because most all the contact I had early on were from people that did not want to change. However, as I said, we have very little ability to do anything other than work with the system that the governor was putting in place. There were not near enough votes to override any vetoes, so the reality was we have to work with it. So what we have been doing in the House is trying to work with the governor to make sure there's effective oversight going to be in place. So that's what we've rolled out is the House's version of Medicaid oversight, which is going to have unprecedented amount of data and reporting from the different MCOs to be filed with the legislature, provides transparency that Medicaid has never seen in the past, where it's going to be focused on the patient's health outcomes and financial sustainability. We're requiring specific reporting on the most vulnerable Iowans, making sure that some of our behavioral challenges, elderly folks are getting what they need. And it's also got some pretty good stuff about protecting against abuse, fraud, and waste within the Medicaid program because there was quite a bit of that before. Before, Medicaid is just a huge government bureaucracy, and we're able to find savings by switching to MCOs somewhere in the $111 million range.
And who would be doing this oversight?
The oversight is going to be done through some of our current mechanisms. We already have a whole lot of different mechanisms of oversight. It's just a matter of setting up some new procedures for what that's done. So we've got the Health Policy Oversight Committee that we actually started building those plans last session. This year they've come more into fruition.
Before I let you go, regarding policy, are there any bills that you're proud of to be a part of this year?
Well, absolutely. Of course, some of the bills I've been managing, I handle a lot of the drug bills in the Iowa House. So our opioid bills, the one that deals with they had three heroin overdoses just this last weekend alone that were saved via Narcan because their first responders already were able to have it. Knowing that, now that we're getting it out to the public, that is something I'm pretty proud of, that we're going to get it out to our rural first responders who don't fall in the upper tiers of EMS that couldn't do it before. So that's one of my more proud ones this year. And there's been a handful of others, but a lot of stuff I do is behind the scenes. I try not to have my name and picture in the paper because that's one of the fastest ways to end getting good legislation done is have your ego involved. So I've been involved in a lot, and I would encourage people to check back next week, and you'll see a couple of the other things that I'm working on come to fruition as we close out session. I'm just waiting for a couple bills to come to the floor so the amendments can be ready.
And can you highlight a couple of those?
At this point, what I'm working on this week, I really can't go into too much detail because the timing of it, I just can't have out there publicly at this point. But I would expect by tomorrow afternoon, it'll be pretty public.
All right. Well, we'll check back with you.
All right. Sounds good.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Representative Jared Klein. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.